Quentin Tarantino admits doing interviews would hurt Kamala Harris, best way for her not to fuck shit up. By David Ng on August 26, 2024. Pulp Fiction filmmaker Quentin Tarantino has voiced the prevailing sentiment that many Kamala Harris supporters hold but shy away from admitting publicly. Doing an interview with even the friendly establishment news media would seriously damage her chances of winning in November. His admission comes as Kamala Harris continues to hide from the press, refusing to do a sit-down interview or even hold a press conference since DNC elites chose her to replace Joe Biden on the presidential ticket more than a month ago. The party's apparent strategy is to simply allow the media to continue their favorable coverage of her, while the party shields her from tough questions about inflation and unprecedented levels of illegal immigration. Quentin Tarantino expressed his low estimation of Kamala Harris' skills not as a detractor of the Democratic nominee, but as an unconditional supporter, saying he would vote for her no matter what she says in public. "I think this all about winning the fucking election," the filmmaker said in the latest episode of Bill Maher's Club Random podcast. "Sometimes it's just about fucking winning and it doesn't matter how we look. It's a mad fucking dash and she is running and not stopping to stumble," Tarantino said. "There's no reason for her to go on your show before the election." Maher disagreed, saying, "Yes, there is, because I speak to the exact voter she needs. The person who is in the middle, who is not ideologically captured by either side. That's exactly the audience she needs." Later in the episode, Tarantino said, "I'm going to fucking vote for her anyways, no matter what she says in a stupid fucking interview, so don't fuck shit up." So far, the Kamala Harris campaign has no policies on its website. 5 weeks after Harris seized control of the presidential ticket and a week after the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, Illinois, some of her few comments about policy have flopped badly. Kamala Harris blatantly stole former President Donald Trump's plan to get rid of taxes on tips for service workers. In fact, as vice president, Harris cast the deciding vote that allowed the IRS to track down workers' tips so that they could be taxed. Her plan to introduce price controls on groceries was met with widespread condemnation, with experts on both sides saying the communist-style policy would lead to food shortages and widespread social chaos. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.